The Top 5 at 5 on the Rokan Show, brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. Home improvement at true outlet prices of 40 to 60% off.
It's the Top 5 on the Rokan Show. Let's go!
There you go. Checking in at
number five.
Sir George Martin, the musical genius whose collaboration with the Beatles redrew the boundaries of popular music, is dead. Martin worked with countless others over a career that spanned decades upon decades. He started with the London Symphony Orchestra. He worked with Peter Sellers, Shirley Bassey, the band America, Cheap Trick, Jeff Beck, Celine Dion. But his influence with the 7 years that he spent producing the Beatles is unrivaled in recorded musical history. And it was, people talk about what it was. Was it the songwriting of Lennon and McCartney? Was it these young guys writing this insightful the lyrics or the music or whatever?
What was the magic sauce, right?
The secret sauce was always George Martin's production of it, because George Martin was a guy who, when they said to him in their often drug fueled states of, "I'd like to do some expansion," he would go along with it. And here's a guy who was recording, you know, the Beatles catalog was recorded in mono or what's called simple stereo, which means that they separated out the channels, but they didn't record it in a true stereo way that they did, you know, or quadraphonic way, which was the big move in the late '60s into the 1970s. And so it was a very, very simple production process. But when you see the equipment that they used, if you're a recording geek, I mean, right on your iPhone, it's like your iPhone has 50 million times more capability in terms of creating a sonic reality than what those guys were working with. So they had to do all kinds of tricks to make it work, like the backward masking, and then the way that they would create these symphonic rushes is stuff that he had learned producing for the London Symphony Orchestra, like in A Day in the Life.
Yeah. There's a very moving blog that you need to read if you want to go deep on this, but Paul McCartney writes about how he was a second father to him. He was a true friend, and just if anyone earned the title of the fifth Beatle, it was George Martin.
Oh, by far. And I would say this.
Yeah.
That if you listen to what's, you know, like they used all kinds of other things coming up behind here. That.
Yeah.
Sound effects. And no one was doing this in popular music. Except for these guys.
This is the background to which song?
This is A Day in the Life. This is basically the last thing that the Beatles did. As a band, it was on. It was the second to last album that was released, but it was the last album that they actually produced. So
beautiful.
That's the very end of that. All right, checking in at. That's right. In at
number four.
That's where we are.
There's all kinds of, you know, unlike George Martin, I'm not sure which button to push. All right,
it's
today
not quite the symphony.
On Morning Joe. Bob Woodward, remember him?
Oh, yeah.
Bob Woodward.
Love him.
Yes, he's the guy that basically led to the impeachment of Richard Nixon, and now he's going to get a chance to do it all over again. He got his opportunity to press Donald Trump on exactly how it would be that he could force the government of Mexico to pay for the border wall. And he took him to task. Are you willing to go to war, essentially, is where we'd be getting this, but let's start it off here.
How would you grab that money if they say no? Would you be willing to go to war to make sure we get the money to pay for this wall?
Trust me, Bob. When I rejuvenate our military, Mexico's not going to be playing with us with war. That I can tell you. Mexico's not playing with us with war.
I don't even know what that means,
not either.
Playing with us with war.
Meaning they wouldn't dare engage us in anything militarily? I don't know. I mean, it's hard to make sense of it.
I know people want it. I know the strongman thing that's fun to say and all that. But actually, Mexico is an important ally of the United States. I mean, we have border issues, no question about it. Ultimately, you go to Mexico, you talk about all these trade imbalances and they're eating us for lunch. Go to Mexico and see who's getting eaten for lunch. It is not us. But it continues on.
I have great relationships with the Mexican people. You've been seeing I'm winning every single poll in these primaries when they go out, when the polls come back in with the Hispanics. I have thousands of Hispanics that work for me, and over the years, tens of thousands that have worked for me over the years. I will tell you that the problem our country has is that our leaders are so weak. We have so many ways of getting the money to build the wall.
And basically what he's saying is that he would create an excise tax. Now, it's going to be interesting because he can't do that as an executive. He's got to get the legislature to go along with it. But what if the excise tax doesn't work?
We will give them less. We will tax them coming in. Money going out to Mexico. There are so many different ways, Bob, your head will spin.
You know what I love about this? Even the legendary Bob Woodward, one of the best journalists ever to exist in the United States of America, can't pin down Trump on this whole thing. How are you going to pay for it? How are you going to pay for the wall?
Well,
I still don't understand the answer.
Yeah,
Mexico.
Are you willing to go to war? Well, they're not going to make war. You know, they're not going to play war with us. This is not playing war. That's not the term that one would use. That's if you're eight. That's what you do. You play
right.
war.
Right. You get your little green army men out. I've seen that. But that's not the case now.
Top 5-5 continues checking in at
number 3.
An unexpected visitor crashed John Kasich's rally in Palatine today.
Hilarious.
WGN TV morning show sports anchor and comedian extraordinaire Pat Tomasulo. You didn't see that one coming, did you?
No, I didn't even know it was him, and I saw the video.
He dressed as Bernie Sanders, interrupted a question and answer session.
All right, sir, go ahead. Yell it out, and then we'll go.
Kasich seeing that he had a YouTubeable moment here, gets Tomasulo to get up on stage and they take a selfie. And Tomasulo is fully decked out as Bernie.
Oh, he's got the hair and the bald part going. He's got the bushy, like, gray eyebrows. He's got the full suit and he's kind of walking funny. It's great.
Pat Tomasulo as Bernie Sanders thanks the governor for his role.
Let me just say this. This is not so much a question.
There you go.
But Kasich wasn't in on it, right? It didn't appear that way to you?
I don't know.
But he called him up there, and I thought, it could have gone a lot of different ways when you call some guy up, like, who's impersonating.
Right.
Bernie.
Like, where's the Secret Service when you need him?
Like,
that's kind of what I was thinking the whole time.
Should vet these people before they get up there, especially Tomasulo, now knowing who it is.
Checking in at
number 2.
ABC News, they just won't let this Slovenian thing go.
It's like a 10-part series on Slovenia.
They went to the streets of the Slovenian capital of Ljubljana. You got to say Ljubljana.
Is that how you say it?
That is
where they say boom, boom, boom.
Yes, boom, boom, boom. Where right. Melania Trump's countrymen and ladies spoke about their feelings about Melania and Donald Trump.
I don't particularly like Donald Trump. I don't think that he did. Her being from our country sets a good example for us, because she is also ashamed to be from Slovenia. So,
she looks nice. So she would be like great first woman of the state, so...
I don't like this stuff.
She's going to be fit first lady. I think she can well behave in the high society, so...
I just think she's like... She talks like, I don't know. She doesn't like us anymore, and they're like more for Hollywood and for the White House.
Gosh, they don't think so highly of her in the native Slovenia. You think they'd be proud.
They don't think, and then a boyfriend will boom, boom, boom with her behind the building last time they were here.
That was yesterday's story, the ex-boyfriend speaking about Melania.
Mm-hmm.
Slovenia, among the top five most environmentally friendly countries
sure,
in the world.
Not?
The Visit Ljubljana is like totally all over this Melania angle.
Yes, well, why shouldn't they be? Because, boom, 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 boom. Right, we do it, they go to boom, 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 boom. And next thing you know, we're coming up with the thing.
Number one.
Mitt Romney had to know that this was coming. He was on Jimmy Kimmel last night making his pitch for why you should not vote for Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. And, of course, they made him read mean tweets about himself from Trump supporters.
At real Donald Trump, Mitt Romney had his chance and blew it. Lindsey Graham ran for president, got zero capitalized, and quit. Why are they now spokesmen against me? Sad. Got zero. Got zero. The only people I know who got zero are the ones who paid $25,000 to be at Trump University. They're the ones that got zero.
Oh, get another shot in there.
Yeah, all right.
Won't go unanswered by the Trumpster.
No, nothing. Nothing does go unanswered by the Trumpster. Isn't that the case? All right. Well, I got to do. I just got to wrap this thing up
right now.
Because you know what? I'm going to have more.
You get anxiety.
PTSD.
Mm-hmm.
President Trump stress disorder.
The top five at five.